Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Reality Check Live radio program, discussing topics that are close to the heart of conservative America. If you love your family, your country, and honor God, Reality Check is for you. Join Mike and Clary and their exciting guests right here on the Tantalk Radio Network and on nettalkworld.com, also on uswebtalkradio.com. Check out our website, realitychecklive.talkspot.com. And now, here's Mike and Clary.
Hey, welcome to Reality Check Live with Mike and Clary. Clary, good morning. Welcome to today's show.
Good morning.
Folks, yesterday, Clary and I had something that we didn't want to face, so we had to put a repeat on. We thought that we had to put one of our dogs that we've had for 16, 17 years old. He's a little Persian weighing an average of 6.5 pounds. Very loving, very caring dog. But during the weekend, we thought he was having seizures. He'd walk and he'd fall over. And he walked and fall over. We thought, well, maybe he's having seizures or a stroke or maybe he has heart problem. And then he went into a breeding for 36 hours that's real heavy. So we had to prepare ourselves for something that I believe is very discomforting for those who love pets like Clary and I do. And we want to take it to the vet. And Clary, tell him to turn
out. We thought he was dying. And we had actually programmed our minds to let him go. And seeing how he was suffering or struggling to breathe, we were willing to let them put him down. And we had fought with this over the weekend, and we thought yesterday we will do it. But we decided to take him to the vet before we had him put down. And when we got to the vet, we told him we are not going to, if there's anything terminal, we're not going to get him to struggle and go through this pain or hurts. So the vet did an x-ray and found that he has pneumonia.
Yes.
And his lungs are fine, except for the pneumonia. His heart is fine, his kidneys is fine, his everything else is fine, except this pneumonia on in his lungs. And he with antibiotics, a very strong, powerful antibiotic that he gave him, a shot, and dilators. Today he slept like a baby through the night. He was still breathing heavily and probably sometimes shallow, and I thought he might have even passed away in the night. But today, we just thank God we don't have to have a pet's funeral today.
And what's really awesome, both our dogs are in the studio with us in every show, and occasionally you may actually hear them bark when there's noise outside. And if we happen to mention the word, let me say it quietly, dog, they think there's a dog outside and they go crazy. But it's really good to have. And right now, let's have intro.
Mr. Trouble never hangs around when he hears this mighty sound. Here I come to save the day.
Mr. Wright is on his way.
And welcome, Mr. Wright, to Reality Check Live.
Good morning, Mike and Clary, and good morning,
good morning,
Arkansas, home of Blanche Lincoln, and good morning, Tampa Bay area.
And the home of St. Petersburg, where you live, is your favorite governor.
Yes, Charlie Crist, soon to be no longer governor and hopefully back in the private sector, and he'll probably end up teaching college, but that's what other incompetents do. But how are we feeling today?
You know, I'm
good.
Actually feeling
excellent.
Really happy today. And I guess that's obviously one of the things I shared about what we had to deal with yesterday. But nevertheless, something else makes me very happy, okay? I got a news breaking story that came off hotair.com. And it says here, the NPR generic congressional poll in 70 districts put GOP up by 8%. Now, here it is. Overall, Democrats have 41%. The GOP has 49%. In Democrat districts, this is really alarming, 42% Democrats, 47% Republicans, and GOP districts, 37% Democrats, 53% Republicans. But I'm hoping that this will stay true to November so that we can see, literally, I know people think I'm nuts, I'm over-exaggerating, but literally protecting our democracy and our republic, because we have literally been taken over by a socialistic party.
Well, there's no question. And why would you be looked upon as being crazy? Facts are facts, Mike. This is beyond belief. You're going to hear President Obama tonight on television taking time out from his golf game to get on there to sell cap and trade. So it doesn't matter. It's like you're a boater. When you take your boat out and you've got it full throttle, you're looking ahead. But look what's back of you, the wake that's going behind you. And we have a president that isn't taking failure for an answer. He's going to continue to fail and push his agenda, which is beyond socialistic. It's almost communistic.
Well, the fact is, this nation has been in this stage before, has been the place where the government was trying to push communism. And we've been through this so many times. But what scares me is that in the past, the American population was so concerned about holding on to our freedoms that they fought for it. This new generation have been so brainwashed through the public school system and through the lies and of the media and things like that, that they have no idea of what's the difference between socialism and communism and what's the other one?
Democracy. Yes.
Democracy. Yes.
I agree. And we joke about public school education, but that's why the American electorate has no clue what socialism or communism means because they were never taught that correctly. And what we have is an incompetent administration right now that is taking us down not only the wrong path, but failing as they go along the way. And the American public is waking up. I just hope that the damage that has been done and that is being done will be short-lived and will be able to heal sooner than later.
And I'm hoping that there is enough true red-blooded Americans, they say blue-blooded, but it's red-blooded Americans, who believes in the country, who believes in the God of the country and who believes in the people of the country and who believes in the Constitution, that will be able to stand up. And instead of the watered-down illegals that have come in and want to, they have no idea of the concept of what America is all about, and they vote for what they want rather than they vote for the country as a whole. I'm hoping that there is enough really true red-blooded Americans who can stand up and make a difference in November.
Well, I believe your hope is founded, Clary, and I believe that there are people that are not coming in the traditional way, but you have Americans like Sarah Palin, and you have Americans like Chris Christie, the new governor of New Jersey, and Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, and other Americans that are not the typical looking Americans, but they are leading us in the right direction, because we have really been led astray, and all the left has to do is attack the messenger, not listen to the message, and that ploy is no longer working.
Okay, let's talk about attacking any messenger or any voice. Let's talk about the Congressman Bob Etheridge, Democrat from North Carolina, a young student, media reporting, maybe a high school, was asking some tough questions or trying to, and it's on YouTube. It's been on the news how Etheridge grabbed the back of the neck of the young man and basically shoved him. And could you imagine if America does not stop the policies, if it wasn't for exposing, say, Acorn and other organizations, this is the way you and I could possibly be treated in America when we have a voice contrary to their views, even though we may hold dearly to our Christian Judea views. And that's something they hate. Oh, do they hate that? They could start doing the manhandling themselves. Thank God Acorn was exposed. thank God a lot of these socialistic programs are being exposed. And now the true nature of a lot of the far left is being exposed. And, you know, it wasn't for the free market that we have. And we know Obama administration is trying to shut down and control the internet and the news that goes out. We would be in a position of being total control. You got the last segment. We're going to break.
Well, I want to point out that the government has taken over the automobile industry. They're talking about taking over the oil industry. They are completely inept, have failed, and the country is taking itself back. Keep your eye on the ball, America. Keep your eye on the ball. And be proud to be an American, and be proud and confident when you voice your opinion. We're taking back our country, and God bless America.
And we're getting very close to the birthday of America, and I think every true American should raise the flags. So run out there and get your flags, and let's plant them everywhere we can. Let America know that we stand behind her.
And maybe you can actually buy a flag that's made in America and not China. Mr.
Yeah,
Wright,
yeah.
God
buy
bless
one with,
you.
That's got 50 stars on it, not like Obama was looking for one with 57.
I'll see you later.
All
God
right,
bless
God
you.
God bless America.
Folks, we'll be right back after the break.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? Having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars and without risking your family home. No, this isn't bankruptcy. It isn't one of those credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. We're Credit Card Relief. We've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're an attorney-driven program with an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free, and the relief is real.
Call Credit Card Relief now at 1-877-515-8148. That's 877-515-8148.
BMMI is a Sarasota-based masonry company providing complete structural concrete services and products and equipment rental for custom residential properties and waterfront homes. With 30 years of high-performance operations in the greater Manatee-Sarasota region, BMMI has achieved an outstanding reputation for thoroughness on the job and quality in the products and services that they provide. Covering a geographic area from Palmetto to Venice, including the Keys, BMMI is well known for tackling difficult residential layouts with consistently superior results. Call 941-377-5376 today to find out how BMMI can help you. That's 941-377-5376. 941-377-5376. BMMI, quality you can build on.
Tampa Bay's Tantalk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome back to Reality Check Live. And on the line, we have John McTiernan, founder of Defend and Proclaim the Faith Ministries. John, welcome to Reality Check Live.
Thank you for having me.
John, I really enjoyed having you on Friday, and I request having you back and spend a little bit more time with you. And even though America claims that 83% on the last survey, you know, surveys are hit and miss either way, claim to believe in our Christian Judea values. And I know that you are one who stands up for the faith. You stand up for the beliefs. You also debate, I believe, with other religions at times. And you've been around a long time. Tell us why.
That's funny.
Well, I'm not saying you're an old man, John. I'm an old
man. That's cute. No. Yeah, I have been around for a while.
Okay. Next time I request you, oh, I'm not going to that guy's show. But anyway, listen, tell us what motivates you and why you're doing, and then lead right into the, about your book, As America Has Done to Israel. Talk about these two things before we go on to some subjects I want to ask you.
Well, that's a very good question. You know, what motivates me is I personally believe that the truth is in the Bible, and prophetically, you know, the Bible is unique in that it was written 2,500 years ago. Well, the Old Testament was completed 2,500, and the New Testament was completed about 2,000 years ago, and yet it's so relevant for today, and the prophecy, well, what we see going on in the Middle East, and especially with Israel, is like right out of chapters of the Bible. So I just feel compelled to put it down in writing and then go out and speak about what happened and relate the Bible to current events.
And for a number of years, the Christian voice has been literally trying to be shut down in this nation, and especially the way they have mocked people who believe in our Christian Judea values. And even now Israel is being picked on, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But it seems like the people of faith in this nation are under assault, and they have to shut our voice down so that they could bring about their agenda, and that agenda we're seeing basically in Washington today.
Well, boy, did you hit the nail on the head on that one. Absolutely right. One of the things that I will just go with the communists did was they stripped the Russian people of their heritage, and that then they presented them with a new plan, a new goal, something brand change. You know, and that's basically what's happening to America. Our heritage is being stripped away. For example, in my book, I have the letters of George Washington. It's called The Letters to the Hebrews. This is you can study for years and never come across these letters, but George Washington wrote them, and he literally said, I've got the letters in my book, he literally said that the God of Israel is the one that founded the United States. And then he said, blessed are those people whose God is the Lord. He actually quoted scriptures in it. And when you go back, there's another one, just another quick one. We gained our independence from Great Britain by the Treaty of Paris in 1783. Now, no one's ever heard of it, or if they have heard of it, it's a little footnote. Everybody knows the Declaration of Independence or knows about it, and they know about the Constitution. But a very important document is the document that literally gave us, you know, separation from Great Britain to become a nation, and it begins with, and this is the preamble to it, in the name of the Most Holy and Undivided Trinity. That's how the United States was created, in the name of the Most Holy and Undivided Trinity. And I could go on and on with it about our history and our roots in Christianity, but it is being stripped away now. They mock you if you try and show the Christian history in America.
And we're seeing that. And I want to bring another subject I'd like to talk about just a little bit, because I know you deal with a lot of things that are taught to the millennial generation through the school system, through the universities. And we're seeing what is taking place. And your studio sounds like ours with the dogs in the background at times. So
yeah, that's my son's girlfriend's dog who we're babysitting. I was hoping you wouldn't hear it.
Oh, no.
That's all right.
I'm trying to get to a real quiet spot.
don't worry about it. I love dogs. We have two in our studio now. So let's talk about the Florida bill on it was the bring a change to abortion rights in the state of Florida. One was that we would not accept federal money. We would not really want to pay for abortions. And also before a person had an abortion, a woman had an abortion, all they really wanted them to do was see a sonogram of it, so therefore they could see that it's a person. And are you surprised that Governor Crist vetoed it?
Well, I don't know. It's so strange. I mean, they just attack the sanctity of life. It goes along with kind of rejecting our heritage. Some states are better than others, but you know, we have partial birth abortion, like in Kansas, and it's really tearing at the fiber of America, I believe, abortion. And I know what I'm going to say is very confrontational, let's say, and controversial. But we have a real problem with illegal aliens in the country, and we're missing 50 million Americans through abortion.
Well,
and I believe that if we hadn't killed so many of our children, we wouldn't have the illegal alien problem that we have. Now, I know that that is a terrible thing. A lot of people don't like to hear that. But if you just look at it objectively and step back from the emotion, there we go. There's a hole in America of all these millions, and it's being filled by people from another nationality that are causing all sorts of problems in our country.
And obviously, we'll talk about that a little bit longer, and I agree. And this generation is also known as the survivor generation. 1 out of 5 have been aborted. And you think about this younger generation, which I have been doing a lot more thinking and looking for direction. I actually pray for direction to allow our show to be more to the millennial generation. I realize I got to change it a lot of my media presentation, the type of media we do. But it is so unfair and so unright. I mean, I don't know. There's no terminology I can use, John. But I'm part of the baby boomer. I was part of the problem. And I realized what we did in the 60s and 70s. We have raised a generation that has very few have absolutely no hope at all. And I hope that we can turn this around in the near future.
Well, wow, you have a tremendous radio show. I mean, I think your vision and goal is tremendous. But what's going to happen, what abortion has done, is it's whacked out the demographics of America, and the young people now are fewer in number than the older people. And this is not only in America, but this is in Europe, anywhere where they practice abortion like this. And, you know, there's not enough young people now to, like, kind of support the older people. And there's not enough young people to buy cars that are coming. That's part of the problem we're having with the economy now. We've come into a phase where we're aging, and we're going to have excess housing. I mean, I post this on my blog. The economists have recognized this. They recognized it in Japan. They've recognized it in all throughout Europe, that the demographics have changed. And as we go on in time, the young people here in America are going to find it extremely difficult. They're going to have a gigantic tax load, a gigantic debt load. Are they going to have a glut of housing and not that many people to buy them? So there's all sorts of problems that have caused by legalizing abortion in 1973, not to mention the moral problem with the Lord, just physical problems here, demographic problems. And this is on us right now. This isn't something that's going, you know, hey, 20 years from now, 40 years from now. This is happening now, and our young people are going to have to really bear the load of a lot of problems.
One encouraging thing is that 56% of the people, I believe, the latest survey, are against abortion, and many of them are the millennial generation, because there is so much science and medical proof that there is a live baby in the womb. And that will lead me up to my next subject. Barack Obama, Supreme Court nominee, is it Kagan? Is that how you pronounce her last name?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Now, she is somebody that it is frightful to think that she may become a Supreme Court ruler, judge, just thinking about some of her thoughts and opinions on late-term abortion. And I don't understand how anybody in their right mind could possibly even agree to something like that. And I like somebody to explain the difference to me, a baby inside the womb or the baby outside the womb, and a late-term abortion could be up to the time of birth. Tell me what the difference is, John. Can you?
Well, there is no difference. It's just a matter of position. You know, you can't see the baby inside the womb compared to the one outside the womb. But this is very interesting. They can now do brainwave tests of the babies in the womb. And the brain waves of the baby in the womb is exactly the same as a baby outside the womb up till about a year of age. About a year of age, the brain waves start to change and the children start to kind of mature rapidly. So I thought that was real interesting. If you just look at the brain, at the late-term abortion, there is no difference between aborting a late-term baby and then, you know, killing a 6-month-old baby or a 3-month-old baby, which we would think, oh, horrible, you can't do that, that's awful. Yet with the late-term, we're doing it every day with babies in the womb.
And let's be honest, with one of the czars, I believe it is this science czar, that said that abortion should be allowed up to even after the baby is born, so that baby or that child knows that there's a tomorrow.
Well, the pagans did that. If you look at pagan Rome and pagan Greece, The father would examine a baby up to, I don't know the time, but maybe up to a month. And if he felt the baby was not physically going to develop right or mentally develop right, if he didn't like the baby, they would take it. They had, like, garbage dumps outside the city, and they would throw the baby away there and just let it be fed to the wild animals. I mean, that's what the pagans did, and that's what one of Obama's czars, and that same czar, I believe he's the same one, he also called for population control. He wrote a book, and in it he was talking about depopulating society.
Sure. Yes, but depopulating society is only one category of people they're thinking of. Is wiping away the ones that they don't think that is really fit to live. But what I would like to say is that nobody is looking at the emotional part or the mental part of an abortion. Because Mike and I have dealt with a lot of people in ministry. We've dealt with a lot of people who've had abortions and who many, many years later, they are still struggling with the shame or the guilt or the emptiness. And nobody seemed to be dealing with this, or at least the ones who are pushing for abortion don't care about the people.
Well, they don't want to admit it. Part of their agenda is the baby in the womb doesn't matter. It's nothing. You know, it's just nerves and blood cells and bone cells. That's all that they want to admit it. So if they admit that the woman is having problems, emotional problems, because of having an abortion, then they have to focus in on, well, yeah, you have a real baby in the womb and you have a moral problem. So they constantly deny it. And I'd like to say one thing on my blog right now. It's johnmcturnan.name, and I'm kind of excited. I had no idea we were going to get into pro-life. I'm one of the pro-life leaders in central Pennsylvania, and on my blog I have a posting from 2 days ago, and it's called Pro-Life Battles in York, Pennsylvania. And we, me and some others, we spent 10 years in York, Pennsylvania, dealing with the city, the corrupt city of York, the Planned Parenthood Abortion Center. We watched them take young babies, young like 12, 13, 14-year-old girls in there. No one in the city would do anything about it. We took pictures. I went to the attorney general in the state of Pennsylvania, the district attorney, the police. The bottom line is we made a DVD documentary of it. It's on my blog right now. I also won a huge civil rights case against the city of York. It was just settled for them, false arrest, violating our constitutional rights. That case is on the blog. So if anyone is interested, it's kind of unique because you'll see a documentary of the police illegally arresting us, violating our constitutional rights, and then the end result is we defeated them in the Court of Appeals, in the Federal Court of Appeals, and won a huge landmark lawsuit against the city that has national ramifications. So I'm excited. You know, we paid a price up front, but with the Lord, in the end, we win.
John, I'm going to take a 90-second break, and we're going to be right back, and I want to continue on these conversations that we're having, because Claire and I had, I believe her name was Lila Rose of Action Films, where she would go in and pretend to be under age minor, and that has caused a lot of tension also. So thank you for sharing that. We'll be right back after the break, and we'll continue this conversation.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Florida legislature passes law promoting religious expression. I'm Garrett Messmacher, and that's coming up next. A new law in Florida states that schools cannot infringe upon or waive the First Amendment rights of staff and students without their expressed consent. This law takes effect July 1st and is in response to the gross unconstitutional actions taken by the ACLU and leadership in Santa Rosa County, Florida. The district has denied religious expression, such as voluntary student-initiated prayers or off-the-clock religious discussion among adults. Staff have testified in court how they must hide in closets to pray. Teachers cannot click reply to a parent's email if it contains God bless or religious language, and they are forbidden to voluntarily participate in a private off-campus baccalaureate service service, and many more instances. Liberty Counsel is currently litigating against the ACLU and the district to overturn this consent decree. We welcome this support from legislators and are asking the Santa Rosa School District to request that the court reconsider the consent decree in light of this new law. We will continue to press forward until the consent decree is set aside. It was written as though the First Amendment does not exist, and we believe it is only a matter of time before it is overturned.
Liberty Counsel is a religious civil liberties education and legal defense organization. For more information, call 1-800-671-1776.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
And welcome back to Reality Check Live. And we are having a conversation with John McTiernan, founder of Defend and Proclaim the Faith Ministries. John, welcome back again to Reality Check Live.
Hey, I'm back. I'm with you. And I've kind of tried to get someplace real quiet so the dog isn't barking. The dog never barks. And then here I'm on the radio show and he's barking. So
he wants to be a celebrity,
he's excited,
too.
Hey, John, I want to continue the subject. And I actually called this section, segment that we're going to do, the attack on our children. I thought we would be finished by the break, but we're not. And I'd like to stay on this particular subject because American children are under attack. As we talked before break, one out of five are aborted. And when they're not aborted in the womb, we see how many of them go through really hard times, especially with the high rate of divorce in America. But also something very alarming that I want to bring up next is how the media has attacked our children. And if anybody studies Saul Alinsky and the far left agenda, what they have to do is demoralize each and every one of us to push through a social justice agenda, a far left socialistic mindset to a communist mindset. They have to demoralize the beliefs in this country, especially those who are raised in church and synagogue. And they are doing a very good job at it. As we talked about, out of 1,000 children that were raised in Sunday school, only 6% are still in church after graduating a university or even high school. But there was an alarming story today that I believe Newsbusters brought it up first and then was on WorldNet Daily. Nickelodeon, the children's cartoon show, promotes naughty games to children. And when you go to their website, you could link onto some of these sex-perverted games that are really quite, you know, scary, that your little kid, your little children are watching or playing these games, how to look up your teacher's dress or look down her blouse.
My goodness.
And it is so alarming that each week, each month, this particular website is getting 34 million hits. And here's some of the games. Naughty Babysitter, Naughty Rider. I won't even say that one. I can't say that one here. I can't say that one, and I can't say that one, and Naughty Starlet. And some of these games are so outrageous, out of control, that is perversion at a level. And we have, as we have known, most Americans don't know this, how many teachers have sexual relationship, more women with boys than men with the girls. And it is something that is so outrageous that we trust our children to sit before the network. Hey, it's cartoons. Like we were growing up on Saturday. Now it's just 24 hours. And the American people don't realize that their children are being perverted. And John, you're looking at a guy who was addicted to everything. Drugs. I used to run drugs. I used to run prostitutes. I've done it all. And the hardest thing to get free of was the image of all those things that I was involved with. And I know what it did to my life. Has taken years to even become free of those things, and now we're introducing it to children even before puberty. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that's because, and we have to face this, we're a nation as a whole that has rejected God. We have. Starting in 63, or ending in 63, it started before that, prayer and Bible reading was removed from the school, and the terminology separation of church and state came in, which is not in the U.S. Constitution. However, it was in the Soviet Constitution, and Hitler preached separation of church and state. And you can trace, really, many of our problems going back to the separation of church and state. And we've said as a people, because no one stood up, really, against what the Supreme Court did in 63, and no one really stood up against it. And now everything of God is systematically being removed from our society, and what's filling it is this stuff like you're talking about. The homosexual agenda is filling it. All sorts of perversion is filling it. Even Islam now, it's just on my blog, almost every day I'm posting something about Islam. And Islam is coming in, and it's being accepted by what I call the hard left in America. They hate us. The hard left, led by like the ACLU, hates anything to do with the God of the Bible, yet they will defend Islam to the nth degree. It's bizarre to watch this. So as our society is being stripped of its Christian heritage, it's being stripped of the God of the Bible that was ingrained in our society. What's replacing it now is sexual perversion, the homosexual agenda, Islam, and many other radical people like Saul Alinsky's thinking and all of this. This is filling the void that once was filled with the thoughts and the actions of God from the Bible.
Yeah, and we also have known over the years how children have got addicted to all types of sexual perversions, texting pictures of themselves naked in compromised positions. Then when it goes out on the internet, it's really embarrassing. We also know that the rate of suicide is higher on this particular generation. And I believe we're up about 800% of children that need to be placed on some type of drug to calm them down so that they don't hurt themselves or hurt somebody else and they can function. And I do believe that this is signs of an ungodly society. And
yeah,
one of
that
the
was never a problem when I was a kid. We had large classrooms when I was I was a youngster, and in the late 50s and early 60s, we had large classrooms. We never even heard of Ritalin and all of that. No one was on it. We functioned fine as a society. Now look at it. Now look what they're doing to what's happening to our kids.
And not only did the teachers have a large classroom, because I can remember our classrooms were close to 35, 40, they had a large ruler, so if you were out of line, you got slapped.
And I have to say that I did get out of line, and there was an aluminum paddle, and its imprint was put on my derriere a couple times.
and it worked, and you weren't going to go home and tell your father because you get another one. So anyway, that times are changing. The media is playing a very important role in destroying the moral values. On Reality Check, we always like the listeners to notice that MTV, their mission statement when they began, was to create a post, what they call a counterculture America. Is that the right word, Curry? I'm thinking I just messed up.
The counterculture is really anarchy.
Subculture,
it really
yes.
is. We're heading towards... If this continues, we're heading towards anarchy. It's almost like the French Revolution. I mean, what happened, if you look at the background to the French Revolution and reason, man's reason, and the sexual licentiousness that surrounded it and all, it ended up in total chaos, and it ended up in mass bloodshed in society, and then it ended up with a dictator, Napoleon, and then a European and somewhat of a world war. And we literally are heading for the same. What is the fabric holding us together as a society now?
Yep.
It's scary. I don't see any fabric. And it looks like some event hitting us could fracture us as a society. I don't know how much time we left, but I think this
is
very
important. Well, yes, we have. I could keep you on for a few more minutes, right? Yeah, we're good. Go ahead.
Okay. I have this on my blog now. The governor of Massachusetts, his last name is Patrick. He just went into a mosque in the Boston area.
Saw
and,
that.
And are you familiar with that?
Yeah, but go ahead and tell the listeners. That's a very interesting story.
Yeah, and in this mosque, the imam of the mosque is talking about revolution in America and jihad, and he's talking about taking up guns. And this brain-dead governor, a hard-left governor, was praising Islam. And what happened was two terrorists had been arrested in Massachusetts, in Boston, connected with that the near bombing at Times Square in New York. And he went in there to, like, soothe the Muslims. And they presented an agenda to him about being more sensitive to them and the police being more tender to them. And he agreed with every point, every single point. And the imam of this mosque is on video talking about taking up guns in jihad against America. Now,
yeah.
See, this is what I'm talking about. God goes out, and look what fills it in.
And, you know, a lot of conservatives, we watch Fox News, but the reality is Fox News rarely covers stories of the what we call the cultural issues or the sexual perversions that's going on in our schools and all. Occasionally, they may have their cultural warriors on, but they rarely ever talk about the real danger of Islam, extremists in America. And I understand that they have about 8% shares owned by an Islamic group of people. And
yeah,
so
Rupert
America,
Murdoch says he's going to move the headquarters of Fox News. He's in the process of moving it to Dubai.
Well, that, okay, so America is going to be losing a good resource of news. That's why individuals got to do their homework. Now, that will lead me up to a story that we briefly talked about on Friday. Is that I read the story finally, and I'd like to talk about the kids that had a school trip to Arizona to protest from L.A. to protest the illegal immigration bill law
yes.
in Arizona. And some of the things that were there were frightening, and I'm surprised there hasn't been arrest made of some type of these teachers and fired and banned from teaching, but it didn't happen.
Yes, hello?
Yeah, John, can you hear me?
Yeah, I lost you at the end there.
Okay, so we saw some of this, what's happening. I read the news story out of Fox, and it's amazing that these teachers are actually still teaching. And would you share some of the story to the folks that are listening right now?
Yeah, I'm well aware of this. What happens is the school district in Los Angeles, they have the head of the school district, and many of the teachers are outright communist revolutionaries. They are praising Che Guevara, Castro, Marx. They have they put up posters and billboards, you know, honoring these people. And what they've done is they're teaching this to the kids, and they've said that the law in Arizona is equivalent to like the Jim Crow laws that we had 100 years ago, and many of these other laws. They're trying to equate it, and they took the kids on a trip to Arizona to show them how like evil it is. Now this is being, you know, you talk about child abuse, you know, like you were articulating earlier. This is a form of child abuse, because Che Guevara, Castro, Marx, anybody that promotes the Marxist agenda has ended up butchering, I don't know the figure. If you add up Lenin, Stalin, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot, and the whole bunch of them, it's probably, and I'm not exaggerating, 100 million, 120 million.
I was going to say 200 to 300 million.
But yeah, it could be. China alone is probably 100 million. And
right.
Anywhere, and this is the danger that we face. Barack Obama has surrounded himself with people that praise Mao Zedong, that think Castro's wonderful, that praise Chavez in Mexico and in Venezuela, that want population control. And anytime these people get in power, they purge the opposition. This is not just some sweet little ideology. This is a bloodthirsty, dangerous ideology that has killed in the hundreds of millions of people. And we have the school district in Los Angeles promoting it to the children. And we have the President of the United States surrounding himself with people like this. William Ayers, a close friend of his, was a terrorist in the 1970s. And the list goes on and on and on. This is a dangerous time in our history.
Yeah, and also the mural that all these people that you just mentioned has a saying on it, the fatherland or death we shall overcome. And what's interesting, there's one of the teachers that said, and I'm not sure how you say his name, G-O-C-H-E-Z. How would you say that?
I don't know.
Okay, so we won't say it. We just spelled it.
Coaches.
He said this, that we need to have a revolt in California. California belongs to Mexico because California was stolen from Mexico, and he wants a revolution. He wants a war freeing California and giving it back to Mexico. And yet he's still allowed to teach. And there were so many complaints to the school board, but the school board there in California said that he did nothing wrong. And now our president wants another $50 billion to bail out states and keep all these teachers in work. All honestly, I hope the public school systems like California go bankrupt, that we have to have school vouchers or homeschool or get our kids, back into private schools that are teaching the values that we believe in. America, I feel not one bit of grief that the teachers are being laid off, although we have a couple teachers in our family that are wonderful teachers, but the school system itself is so corrupt.
Well, I listened on the break. I was listening to what's going on in some school district in Florida.
Yes.
And it's just absolutely see, this is an ideology that's taken over in America. And I hope the American people, I think they're really waking up to this. I've been going around since 1987, trying to warn. I've written some books about it, about what's happening. We are being, there's a evil, wicked ideology that's taking over. It hates Christianity with a passion. It hates America with a passion. And it's part, do you notice that when you get involved with the media and you get involved with these hard left professors, there's nothing good about America. America is the problem causing every problem in the world. If there's pollution in Russia, it's because of us. You know, if there's a riot in Burma or someplace, it's because of America. America's this is wrong. This is wrong. America's wrong here. America's wrong there. That's part of their ideology, to make us so convinced inside that we are bad, we're evil, that we'll want a new belief system, a new government.
Well, that's the whole thing. They wanted to basically wipe out democracy and start fresh as a socialistic country. There's no question about it when you read some of the czars, Clary.
And I believe the only reason that they want to do that is because America, as far as I know, is the only nation that was ever founded on Judeo-Christian values. And if they can wipe God out, they can do things their way.
Exactly right. You see, that's what I'm driving at. And they're doing it. They're every vestige, everything, separation of church and state, separation of church and state. You know, if kids want to pray at graduation, you can't do it. Separation of church and state. If a baccalaureate wants to give a speech and say that, you know, she wants to honor the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, that's almost like a crime. I mean, you could probably be put in jail for contempt of court. Everything to do with God is driven out. But you notice the homosexual agenda rises, and sexual perversion rises, and the hard left rises, and Islam is rising. So no nation, there isn't anything as a spiritual void. No, you either have God and the Bible and the blessings, or you have the other side, which comes a hard, just totalitarian life. Well, and as God has been driven out of our society, it was we rejected him. Look what's filling the void.
Right, and you heard that at break, the Santa Rosa County
My rule. Blood was boiling. I was actually like steaming, listening to the news, whatever advertisement, whatever it was.
Well, see,
it was hard to listen to.
Matt Staver's on our show once a week, and we run his 90-second news brief each day. And it's one of the things that I'll skip running my advertisers, but I make sure I put that on because we got to hear these things. Now, could you imagine, though, because you work for a school system and you're at a private function, but yet it's a public function, and you pray that you could be in violation of a court order and be arrested?
That's what I'm saying. This is stuff that comes right out of communist Russia or communist East Europe or communist China. This is totalitarianism. See, the state is becoming God, and it doesn't want any competition. And the real God is in competition. So they want anything to do with the God of the Bible destroyed. And I mean, this is every American. I'm not from Florida, and I just listening to that, I want to come down and, I don't know, protest or do whatever. I mean, how can we sit back and allow them to do this to us?
Okay, we're going to skip what we normally do this last 5 minutes. I'm going to keep you on. And, okay, now we talked about a number of the issues, okay? I believe one of the issues is that for some reason or another, pulpits across America, and all of a sudden we became very sensitive, friendly seeker, and things like that. So we had to be careful what we talked about. And we're very afraid of losing our 501(c). And so these issues are not dealt with, and I believe that could have made a difference at the last election if the issues were dealt with clearly and the ministers of God would have presented to the body of believers and the rabbis very honestly even about what this administration will represent and what it would do in America. Now, we don't have the voice ears of the pastors, but what can we do now to educate men and women in this country, because I'm going to be honest with you, John, I'm on a secular station, but I know the guys that were listening to the show before us probably turned us off as soon as we mentioned God or Christianity. So what is some of the things that you and I can do?
The only thing that we can do is keep presenting the truth. That's really the only thing. We can't be silent. We must stand up. You see, someone has to stand against this. The people have to have like sort of a rallying point. And if the pastors won't do it, then talk show hosts have to do it, or some politician here has to do it, or someone like myself has to do it. But I don't intend on backing down or remaining silent. This is something, I mean, they remained silent in Germany. Look what happened. Look, the church was, no one stood against Hitler. No one. And look at the ramifications of World War and, I don't know, 40, 50 million people when you add up the people that died in the war and what the people that he exterminated and all. 40 million, 50 million people died because of the silence of the people in the country, and an evil ideology took over. So, really, we must keep standing for the truth and then just hope for the best, that people will rally. At some point, they'll rally around.
Do you believe that we can make impact the pastors and the churches through to get them to wake up and see that this is not just a little country club that they call church, and get involved? Because if the church doesn't get involved, if the church didn't get involved, Obama wouldn't be president right now. And they put him in office. And when you stand for, when you vote for somebody who believes in abortion and in homosexuality, you're actually going against God's word. And therefore, we, how can we get the body of Christ to start thinking? This God gave us the whole world for us to possess the land and to enjoy it. And we are allowing all of these freedoms that God has given to us to be taken from us because we are staying silent. Is there hope?
John, one thing. You got 1 minute. Answer Clary's question and tell us your website, and we're going to be off the air.
Well, there's always hope when you anchor and your foundation in God. There always is hope. And that's what I've done, and that's what my ministry is. And so, yeah, if we turn to the Lord and we're in prayer and we're standing on His Word, there's always hope. But like I said, someone has to stand, and I've decided to take a stand, and that's what I've been doing. And hopefully that as we honor God's Word, great things are going to happen. I mean, I think Americans are much more awake now than they were 2 years ago, 5 years ago. There's a stirring. My book is As America Has Done to Israel. And there's an 800 number. It's 800-717-0792. My blog is very easy, johnmcternan.name. Have cutting-edge information on it. And right now, I mentioned earlier, if you go to my blog, you can see the great pro-life battle that took place in York, Pennsylvania, and the great victory that we had just recently in the courts. And by the way, the abortion center closed. They're not doing abortion.
Excellent.
So we had a complete victory. We had a complete legal victory and then a complete moral victory in that the abortion center is closed.
Well, with that, folks, thank you so much for listening to Reality Check. John, I'm going to get in contact with you. Thank you so much for spending the time with us.
And listen, God bless you and God bless your listeners. And just keep the truth going out.
Thank you so much for being with us, John. Appreciate you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Listening to Reality Check right here on your TAN Talk Radio Network stations and Net Talk World Global Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. To hear more.